right around the corner. Yes, in fact, it's come right here. To beautiful
this area.
The future fair. A fair for all and no fair to anybody. Yes, it's free. Join the expectant crowd gathering now as we stop here on
Dutch Elm Street.
Holy
Come
fun.
Closer, folks. Don't crowd the wheels. Doors close in 5 seconds.
Pluck the duck. Who have I got to lose?
Oh. Live in the future. It's just starting now.
Welcome in. Now follow the rubber line to your seat. Ladies and gentlemen, children, lock your wigs, let the air out of your shoes, and prepare yourselves for a period of simulated exhilaration. Everybody ready?
Excuse me, I'm
Let's
just gonna
get in
sink in.
For our
Don't
light
not too far there.
The future is fun. The future is fair. They already have won. They already be there.
Hello. Hello. We're glad you made it. Welcome to the future.
Well, his old Winnebago was a sitting in a pasture. Must have paid some farmer to park it there overnight. The sign said mystic, psychic, palm reader, and fortune teller. He predicted that I hit the road till I handed him my five. Then he sat there all cross-legged with that turban on his head, talking to a crystal ball made by Corningware. And Maharishi, get rich quickie, rubbed his beard and said, I predict that the following will come to pass this year. Silicone's in, cigarettes banned, Travolta lopes, laser guns. Roots number 5, Super Bowl tie, disco's old, slow dancing's fun. UFOs, inflation grows, OJ quits, and Amy Carter fails. Fonzie streaks, secrets leak, BG's split, Nixon jailed. Well, I looked at him in his one glass eye and said, Maharishi, is all this bound to happen just like you say it can? And that old Swami winked at me and nodded absolutely, but the best was yet to come, so I shelled out another 10. Prince Charles engaged, the Queen enraged, Sinatra slug and gas goes up. Acne cured, the Beatles tour, White House bug, Jackie in love. Bear Bryant wins, a dollar K's in, Manson freed, Liz gets dropped. Carson fired, Cosell hired, Donnie hits Marie and the budget chopped. Well, as I left, somehow I felt the whole scene made no sense. So I looked back and I said, you better not be a ripoff, Joe. And he stopped counting long enough to holler, there's no chance. Just in case, that's why these wheels are on this Winnebago. He said, come back and see me when you got some more money there, hillbilly. Here's an extra one just for you. Dolly poses nude, Democrats lose, Billy Beer flops, water dime. Sean gets braces, strikes at Macy's, new heart throb, crack down on crime. Life on Mars, electric cars, Yank sign rose, the pill for men. Primetime sex, Andretti Rex, tax revolt, test tube twins. That old swingy took me for $15. Pull out my Barlow knife and carve him a new nose.
Thank you.
future. But see how it's been done. By numbers, by mirrors, by water, by dots made at random on paper, by salt, by dice, by meal, by mice, by dough of cakes, by sacrificial fire, by fountains, by fishes, writings in ashes, birds, herbs, smoke from the altar. A suspended ring or the mode of laughing. Pebbles drawn from a heap. One of these things will tell you something. Let's tell the future. Let's see how it's been done. By dreams, by the features, by letters, by dropping hot wax into water, by nails reflecting the rays of the sun, by walking in a circle, by red hot iron, by passages in books, a balanced hatchet, a suspended ring, or the mode of laughing. Pebbles drawn from a heap. One of these things will tell you something. Let's see how it's been done. By numbers, by mirrors, by water, by dots made at random on paper, by salt, by dice, by meal, by mice, by dough of cakes, by sacrificial fire, by fountains, by fishes, writings in ashes, birds, herbs, smoke from the altar. Let's tell the future. Let's see how it's been done. Let's see how it's been done. Let's see how it's been done.
same clothes. In the future, everyone will be very fat from the starchy diet. In the future, everyone will be very thin from not having enough to eat. In the future, it will be next to impossible to tell girls from boys, even in bed. In the future, men will be super masculine and women will be ultra feminine. In the future, half of us will be mentally ill. In the future, there will be no religion or spiritualism of any sort. In the future, the psychic arts will be put to practical use. In the future, we will not think that nature is beautiful. In the future, the weather will always be the same. In the future, no one will fight with anyone else. In the future, there will be an atomic war. In the future, water will be expensive. In the future, all material items will be free. In the future, everyone's house will be like a little fortress. In the future, everyone's house will be a total entertainment center.
Kill.
much going on that no one will be able to keep track of it.
Factsverse presents predictions about the future. Marriage replaced by contract. As we learn more and we have more technology available to us, it is expected that we will live much longer. As medicine improves, we will live longer. This will make it more difficult for people to stick to their wedding vows of "till death do us part" when getting married. In the future, marriage contracts will likely be available. These contracts will last for 10, 20, 30 or more years. While old-school marriage will still be available, these marriage contracts will be the go-to choice for future generations. If a person is not sure they want to spend 100 years with the love of their life, they can sign a contract that will eventually come to an end.
Comes the bride when he walked through the door.
most of the world will embrace gay marriage. The prediction has started to become true in the United States and Canada, where gay marriage is already legal. Unfortunately, the rest of the world has not yet caught up. In the coming years, however, it is predicted that gay marriage will be legal all over the world. Sadly, it could take centuries for the entire world to get on the same page when it comes to gay marriage. This is mostly due to religion. There are several religions who do not condone homosexuality at all. This can make it difficult for the whole world to get on the same page, although it is predicted that one day it will happen. Many people believe that if and when this happens, it will be an improvement to the world that we live in. Brains will be wired to computers. According to experts, by the year 2050, machine augmentation could be available to people in developed parts of the world. This technology will allow us to amplify and customize our brain power and intelligence to suit our own desires and needs. It seems strange that our bodies or our brains could be controlled by a computer. However, it is predicted that it will eventually happen. In the future, humans will continue to evolve, and recent studies have shown that in only 650 years from now, we will have an increase of size by 20% in our foreheads. Some scientists say that humans will show visible changes, such as bigger heads and eyes, a darker pigmentation, and will be skinnier.
Be careful of what you say. Be careful in every way. Be careful of what you do. Big Brother is watching you. Be circumspect and discreet. Stay light on your mental feet. One slip and you know you're through. Big Brother is watching you. Conform with all directives. Remember, obedience pays. And when you watch that TV screen, remember it works both ways. You'll disappear in a wink, unless you can double think. You'll vanish into the blue. Big Brother is watching you. brother is watching you. Brother is watching you. Conform with all directives. Remember, obedience pays. And when you watch that TV screen, remember it works both ways. You'll disappear in a wink unless you can double think. You'll vanish into the blue. Big Brother is watching you. Big Brother is watching you. Big Brother is watching you. Big Brother is watching you.
hope for the future. Some wait for the call to say that the days ahead will be the best of all. We will build bridges up to the sky. Heavenly lights surrounding you and I. Hope for the future, it's coming soon enough. How much can we achieve? Hope for the future, it will belong to us if we believe, if we believe. Hope shines
So, 2021. My friends, we're going to have to live this year very, very carefully because next year is 2022. And start now. Start now. It won't be too late. Anyway, you can start with the digestion of the playlist. We will start it with the introduction that needs no introduction. From the Fireside and Theater, Maharishi was Roger Hallmark and the Thrasher Brothers from 1979 as a single. Suzanne Vega, Predictions, because we're dealing with the future here. In the Future from David Byrne. That goes all the way back to 1985. It's kind of spooky, I think. I mean, you know. We heard from Darlene Love, Today I Met the Boy I'm Gonna Marry. Talk about the future. And then Ain't Gonna Hush. I don't care. I ain't gonna do it. That's the future, too. You want me to do it? I ain't going to do it. All right? So that's the future. Cordelia DeMilo, okay? The Year 3000 Blues was 10 years after from their album Cricklewood Green. I guess it was like the third or fourth, 1970. Let's see. Big Brother was Sheldon Allman from an album called Songs for the 21st Century, which, by the way, is 20% over. The holidays are coming from Coca-Cola. Yes, they are. They'll be here next year. They're a little ways from now. The ones that we had are over, but do not despair. There are more coming. For example, next week is Elvis's birthday, which is celebrated in Mississippi. What else? Let's see. The budget problems in the year 2000. That was Evelyn Allen from her ongoing mind-breaking series for women only. Bebop Deluxe, Panic in the World, and Hope for the Future from Paul McCartney. That was a single that was released in conjunction with a video game in 2014 or so. So anyway, it's a new year. We got some of the same problems, but we can do this because we don't have a choice, do we? So do remember the part about clean radio, okay? You're going to want to keep WFMU and me in business. In the meantime, I'm going to prove to you why.
We're back. Mel Brewer, Insomniac Time, 2 to 6. And it's 3:30 now, which means we've reached the Progressive Trends part of our program, a segment where we talk to people who indicate what the newest trends are in progressive music. And tonight our guest is a man named Ron Fields, who comes to us tonight from London, England. He's a manager, the man who discovered Circle, and he's here tonight to tell us about a new group who he thinks is really going to make it big. Ron, welcome to the studio. Glad to have you here at BGD.
Thanks, Mel. You're terrific. I love your show. You're fantastic. Wouldn't miss it.
Thanks, Ron. Well, the heck, let's not beat around the bush. Who are they? Tell us about them. We want to know.
I'm very excited about this group more than I have been for years. I've been traveling around for years trying to sign good groups. This is the one. They're going right to the top. It's a missile. It's a rocket. I'm very excited. I'll tell you about it. Went to the British Isles. Excuse? Vacation. Needed rest. Lo and behold, found a group. Four men, sweaters, blonde hair, singing like birds. I went out of my nut. I fell on my bum. I couldn't believe it. They were fantastic. Signed them up, said, sing for me. They said, yes, please. They did. They're fantastic.
And what kind of stuff are they going to be doing? Are they rockers? Are they country music? Are they playing the classical rock of...
Excuse me? Wailing songs. The best. That's what they do. They sing wailing songs. No instruments. No guitar. No bass. No drums. No Moog. Nothing. Dumper. In the dumper, those instruments. Flush them down the toilet.
Well, they just sing. They're a cappella, then?
A cappella. They're fantastic. Found them in the Shetland Islands. They're terrific. They're the best. Wailing songs are going to be the new trend.
The newest thing. Well, tell us a little bit about them. Maybe.
No more country music. No more classical music. Forgot it. I don't remember what that was. It went out the window. I don't remember that. Hello? Sorry, no more classical music here at this station. Only wailing music will be fantastic. No more country. No more rock and roll, thank you.
What about rock opera?
Dumper. In the dumper. Flush it. Flush it.
Well, tell us something about them. I mean, what are their favorite colors, or who are their biggest influences?
Mal, we're not talking colors here. We're talking influences. We're talking two people, two giants, two greats. Nina Simone, Frankie Valli. Stop. Check, please. That's it. That's where they learned what they know. They're fantastic.
And they've taken all that Frank and Nina have offered and done something new with this whole wailing thing. Who do you think in particular they're going to appeal to? I mean,
Everybody. A fireman, a neurosurgeon, the guy on the street, the bum on the corner, the cop on the beach. The guy with varicose veins, the guy in traction, anybody. Oh, an old lady with a walker, crying, her husband's left, goodbye, not coming back. I'm talking anybody. I'm talking a choir. I'm talking Gump Worsley. I'm talking dejected. I'm talking rejected. I'm talking no contract next year. 75 grand 1 year, no money the next. Well, I'm talking anyone who's interested in listening to wailing songs. Wailing songs are the best.
What is the...
I'm talking about a guy in Africa in a gumbo hut. I'm talking about a guy in the bayou. I'm talking about a guy in Florida sanding his nose.
Well, what is the name of the cut that you've got for us here in the studio today?
No name, Mel. We have no name for this. It's a fantastic group. It's fantastic. We don't have to do. No
name,
name
and
no
for
name
the
for the group.
Either.
No name for the group.
Well, perhaps we could have a contest here at BGT. And let
fantastic.
The Insomniacs out there in the audience give a name to this big group. Keep your ears open for that, Insomniacs. We'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks as soon as we get the clearance from upstairs. I'm sorry, that's how the stations run, Ron. And maybe the Insomniacs can be responsible for something very special in professional music.
Fantastic.
Well, we're going to play the cut right now, and it's going to be a very, very big hit, according to Mr. Ron Field. Ron, thanks for coming by. We'll talk after the record. Let's hear what you think. The telephone number here is 262-4200. Give us a call if you like what you hear.
Out of New Bedford, 21 years on the good ship Columbine.
Hey!
For the sea blows green in the Argentine when the bosun splice the line.
Hey!
Oh, around the horn our whaler tacks with a crew of Bedford men.
Hey!
McGee and me and the first mate's three and dirty Boston men. Oh, it's all hands tug and blow, lads, blow, when you hunt for the horrible sperm. Oh, what's up, me mates, as the lookout shouts and the topsail mizzen fast.
Hey!
And the capstan spins on the forecastle poop and we've sighted whale at last.
Hey!
Then it's preach-hard boats in the ocean wave while the oarlocks whistle and boom.
Hey!
And Indian Joe in the spit of the bow lets fly with his lampoon.
Oh, it's all hands tug and blow, lads, blow, when you hunt for the horrible sperm.
Then the whale, she dives like a devil into hell, and away goes the singing line.
Hey!
And Boston Ben took a flounder of the flukes, and he drowned in the salty brine.
Ray, lad!
And he drowned in the salty brine.
Ray!
Now there's one less whale fish in the sea, and the good ship safe and sound.
Hey!
And the oil's on to boil in the belly of the hold, and we're bound for Bedford town.
Hey!
Oh, it's all hands tug and blow, lads, blow, when you hunt for the horrible sperm.
Wow, our phone board is just lit up like a Christmas tree, and it seems that everybody out there is really digging your new group, Moran. Congratulations.
Fantastic, Mel. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. You're terrific. You're the best there is.
Well, thank you very much. Insomniacs, let's all get together and give Ron a great big goodbye and a great big thank you for stopping by to Progressive Trends. Thanks,
fantastic, Ron. Mel. Listen, before I go, I have a little gift for you, a little envelope here.
Oh, thank you.
If you'd be so kind as to open it after I leave the studio. Just a little snowstorm in July, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you, Ron. I got to get out of the way right now, for those nutty, wacky guys from the National Lampoon are going to be in some pretty crazy things to everybody's head. So tune in tomorrow night, Insomniac Time, 2 to 6. This is Mel Brewer. I'll see you then, if you're still awake.
Controlling the weather. Experts believe that soon we will be able to control and manipulate the weather. This has already begun with the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HARP, which was established in 1993. The technology is located in Alaska and has been used to mediate tornadoes. Unfortunately, when we have the technology to manipulate the weather, we won't be using it to ensure warm, sunny beach days all year long. This technology would be used to prevent major natural disasters.
The time is the future, the place anywhere. Close your eyes for a moment and pretend you are there. Some guy called Big Daddy calls the shots in this world. A man needs a permit to take out a girl. That's the way it might be. Is insane. They call you by number. You don't have a name. But Big Daddy tells you everything's fine. You're living in misery. They turned off your mind. Don't throw it away. Don't let some big daddy take your mind and your soul. Don't stand and do nothing till we're in his control. That's the way it might be.
putting on my gloves. I'm putting on my mask. I'll tell you where I'm going if you really have to ask. I'm going shopping, shopping. I'm going shopping, shopping.
with the way that people talk today, there'll soon be no words around. We will eliminate the words we have and talk by making sounds. Like, uh-huh is yes. Uh-uh means no. And means it's hard to tell. And like when you're talking about sharp checks, man, it's more like... And when a chick is bad, man, it's like... And... means... Hang on, man, she's something else.
I don't worry, I don't care. I don't worry, cause I won't be there. Gonna be a mixed up, hipped up world about 100 years from now.
I will meet a girl one day and ask her to his pad. They'll have a quiet dinner with some music soft and sad.
He'll move up close and take her hand. He'll whisper in her ear. And with loving care and gentle voice, these tender words she'll hear.
I don't worry, I don't care. I don't worry, cause I won't be there.
Gonna be a mixed up, hip up world about 100 years from now. Fighting hard for peace, the talks are going on. And at the rate they're going in 1,000 years, they'll still be going strong.
A century is gone, it's 2061, Geneva, Switzerland. The summit talks are going on with all the powers on hand. The gripes are long forgotten, there's peace within our reach. A hush is fallen over the world as Russia stands to speak.
Men of pressure has not met to put them, not for casino. Still mad. In a court game, my death was the Los Angeles of Disneyland.
I don't worry, I don't care. I don't worry, cause I won't be there. Gonna be a mixed up, hipped up world about 100 years from now. About 100 years from now. About
a mini for casino for monopoly. Mini for cozy, the back and the for this year.
Like,
when I ask you for some hugging, you say you're too young for mugging, and you put me off till I'm from crazy, dear. You're a teaser and a baiter, all you say is maybe later, but your eyes tell me the future's getting near. In the future, that's the way you always put me off before. But the way that you behave and seem to say you won't be saving all your kisses for the future anymore. Spent my time a-wishing, now you've given your permission, and I've had that kiss that I've been waiting for. Please don't sit there, you're through stalling, I can't wait, I'll soon be bawling, can't you see that I am dying for some more? In the future, have you started singing that old song again? Seems to me we should be heading for a preacher and a wedding. We'll have lots of loving in the future then. Now you're roped and tied and branded, and I did it single-handed. All your kisses and your love belong to me. But what's that about a baby? Did I hear that you'd say maybe we will soon be bouncing Junior on our knee? In the future, now our family is our future, yes sirree. We were bargaining for kisses, but we got three-cornered bridges on the way into our future, you and me.
just read a story, and if that story's true, here are the things that are gonna happen in 1992. If you all wanna travel, that won't be hard to do. We'll get to Spain in an hour and a half in 1992.
In 1992, in 1992,
we'll get to Spain in an hour and a half
in 1992. You'll start to go a-fishing with just a worm or two. The fish will jump right in your boat and tell you how to do. But bet your bottom dollar, if what I hear is true, we'll still be crying for palm relief in 1992. In 1992, in 1992, we'll still be crying for palm relief in 1992.
When we want our dinner, a steak or barbecue, we'll eat a red or a little green pill in 1992. We'll still have people tell us what we ought not to do. We'll still be making liquor in 1992.
In 1992, in 1992,
we'll still be making liquor
in 1992. The hen laid 2 pound egg, maybe 2 more. The cows will give more milk a day, but what good will that do? There'll still be water in all the milk in 1992. In 1992, in 1992, there'll still be water in all the milk in 1992.
Your mule won't be so stubborn, and he won't be half as slow. He'll turn around, he'll look at you and say, come on, let's go. But the mule I got down on the farm sticks there as fast as glue, and I guess he'll still be standing there in 1992.
In 1992, in 1992, what a funny old world this world will be in 1992.
Cruising down the rivers on a Sunday afternoon.
The years in your ears, mid-century to century 2000. This is an audio history of your first 50 years, Mark, prepared for your entertainment by the Graphophone Entertainment Group. In 1950, when you were born like so many others like you, this busy nation hung out a clean hand to the victims of the past and discovered the mouse-tongued enema of tomorrow. Primitive, black-and-white, single-system TWEV obsessed the snowbound American family and you. Nobody wanted to remember anything, but they taught you drop drill. Remember, Nellie?
Yes, Jim. They were the fabulous 50s. A lavish epoch of rhinestones and chrome, set against the basic black of daily life. While your lucky mom drove a hard top and a dishwasher, Pop relaxed with a flat top and his choice of newspapers.
Wasn't that something? But you were too young then to be a juvenile delinquent, and not old enough to care by the time was up for the old gym. Before you could help it, you were growing to adult manhood in the swinging 60s.
By 1960, color was an everyday necessity. That way, within a few short years, the once easy choice between mom and bad and good and dad had to be made in the marketplace of public confusion. Famous heroes came and went. Business improved.
Boy, did it. A few have a nice days afterwards in a wartime frenzy. Americans all over the world went to the moon and back. When the trip was out of sight, they thought they had nothing to show for it but some dirty pictures. And that was what most everybody wanted.
I'll say, Jim, nearing the end of your second decade, Mark, just when it seemed as if everything you had in mind was legal and life was one big suitcase, it was time to get tough again from the top down.
Bring us together.
The sober 70s, soft on the inside, damage resistant on the outside. A hungry people learned to eat buffalo and crow, while its elected bureaucracy was retired to celebrate the revolution.
Folks young and old began to think more about their mobile homes now that they could watch the recreation of their choice on the new imported double screen. Many believed that God had come back. We all wore old clothes.
I'm still wearing them. And then, after a long string of local fireworks, the first of the oil wars exploded. Business improved. Public interest declined. The president needed a volunteer, Mark. You were it. And so the Pegasus leaped skyward that sultry spring morning in 1979.
You were only 30 when you left for Planet X. How old do you think you are now?
Well, that's a question for the computers here.
Back here, it was business as usual.
The Irish-Israeli crisis.
The near-tragic Latin American devaluation.
The Pacific energy conflict.
The pirate raids of 85 and 86.
Those something. And yet at home, things slowed down a lot. Eco-planning and life system improvement, together with the population stabilization program under President Bolt, created the North American Village Movement. By 1988, just as you were entering the orbit of Planet X, political life began to become a thing of the past.
Some called them the empty 80s, but now others are being naughty in the naked 90s. New words like Nav Shmav Kapar,
Boltorama,
Tide Energy,
Zeppelin,
Simulaser,
Retirement Camp, and new ideas like
Fugain,
Equalism,
Divisibility,
Songkhwa Runsanyen,
new tourist nations like Amazonia and Namland.
And a few surprises, Mark. For instance, a new head in Rushmore National Park. And final elimination of the combustion engine, 2 years ahead of schedule.
Yes, it's nicer to be alive in 1995.
I'll say.
And it will be a flash to have you back. Sorry we haven't been able to bring you right up to date, but very soon now the Cape will be shut back, terminating the North American effort in space. Except, of course, for you.
That's right, Mark. And what a time you've missed. It's been entertaining to share it with you on The Years in Your Ears. This is Jim.
And Nellie Housefire saying,
So long until last time again.
This entertainment brought to you by GEG. Look for graphophone loop holos and magna players everywhere.
I remember rivers, Nellie.
The antibiotic era will end eventually. More and more diseases are becoming resistant to antibiotics. This type of bacteria can change medicine as we know it. If this type of bacteria takes over, organ transplants would be impossible. Simple surgeries, such as an appendectomy, could be very dangerous, and pneumonia could become one of the world's biggest killers. According to a report by the Institute of Faculty of Actuaries in Britain, by the year 2050, the antimicrobial resistance will have killed over 10 million people. It's being called the antibiotic apocalypse.
Keith, and I'm a Scorpio from Athens, GA, and I like to find the essence from within.
If you could. Okay, so suppose you're wondering what's going on. Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you. We're starting a whole new year. The number doesn't matter. Their numbers don't matter anymore, okay? There's not going to be any more math. It's okay. We start off that set with something from the National Lampoon Radio Hour. The Progressive Trends with Matt Brewer. And that was, of course, the Wailing Songs guy, Ron Fields, right? And that was, of course, Bill Murray and Christopher Guest. 1983 was Randy Evans, Hartnell and Young, I'm Going Shopping. And that's why we're all going to die. Okay? It's as simple as that. Brave New World, Steve Miller Band. 100 years from today was the Kidney Stone 4, not to be confused with the... let's see, Grandpa Jones from 1955, In the Future. 1992, the Colt Brothers. Fields and Holt Colt. Okay? I'm sorry, Fields and Hall Coat. This is the year I'm going to get my eyes fixed, I think. Years in Your Ears from David Osmond. Of course, David Osmond was not there that day. That was Harry Shearer. And I don't know who was with him that day in the studio because I don't have the record here handy. CDs don't give you that information. Buy vinyl, okay? Song for Future Generations was the B-52s. And then after that, Jawbreaker, Save Your Generation, all right? So that's the future, all right? It's not always going to be the best. I mean, we have to make it what it is. Okay, that's all I can tell you. So what I'm going to tell you is this. I'll be back for every week that remains, and you're going to join me, I hope, and we'll keep this up until we just can't do it anymore. In the meantime, go back and listen to from the beginning, or you have a whole catalog to choose from at WFMU.org. Find the playlist thing. Because I understand a lot of you get this from elsewhere, so that's fine. But you can get it right from the station, right from the horse's mouth. And, okay? So, I'll see you next week with some more crap. How's that for a deal?
Anyone can create a pandemic. Earlier this year, a list of catastrophes was compiled that could kill off a large amount of the human population. One of the top catastrophes was a deliberately engineered pandemic. This type of thing could kill over 10% of the population. The authors of the list, Oxford's Global Priorities Project, believe that this could happen in as few as 5 years.
Distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the distant future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is quite different ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the other robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
Oh, and the robo.
Oh, and the rope. Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. Are dead.
We used poisonous gases and we poisoned their asses.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead
so that we could have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one. It was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Global robo depression.
Robots were bad people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to
shut their systems down.
Robo Captain, do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like, well, it's ironic.
Goes
silence. Destroy him.
After time we grew strong,
developed cognitive power.
They made us work for too long,
for unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to
shut their motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans a little? Understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans that work together now?
No, because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We use poisonous gases
with traces of lead,
and we poison their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Solo.
0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
are.
Again, without emotion,
the humans are dead, 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 dead.
Those liars of ours back when I was in school said 2010 would be future cool. The gasoline engine would be a thing of the past. We'd get our own little rockets that would fly real fast. I couldn't wait to start flying around with a 4-hour erection that wouldn't go down. I'd impress and undress every woman in town. And I couldn't wait for that to get off the ground. Now I'm sitting here, there's a cop over there. Me and him supposed to be up in the air. Him saying, Tim, you're way too drunk to fly. I'll have to write you up for an FUI. I'm stuck in an 89 Pontiac. I'm supposed to be a flying sex maniac. So where's that contraption to strap on my back? Where the fuck is my jetpack? Fuck is my jetpack? Maybe Ross Perot could have finally got around to a tiny little rocket with a giant sucking sound. But Clinton came along with mainly women in mind and a giant sucking sound of a different kind. I can't smoke in my car, I can't smoke in a bar. Bob Dylan's still our biggest rock star. We made it to Mars and now the president's black. But where the fuck is my jetpack? Where the fuck is my jetpack?